Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
A lot of local, of course. We had elections, too. But what's been happening since Friday has been a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Well, that'll give you an idea just to start today. It doesn't sound like it's real busy at the White House. But at 1 o'clock, the president will deliver a sports announcement. And I think that sports announcement is Washington, D.C. will have the 2027 draft. You know, that's got to be a big deal for anybody who gets that.
Well, I guess so, and yeah. Whereabouts?
I think that's what he's going to announce. I don't know where they do it.
The new RFK Stadium won't be ready.
No, and so I don't know where they'll find some spot out there, patriotic spot probably, bring in a lot of people.
Oh, you know, the mall.
The mall, maybe.
Yeah.
2027.
By the way,
Trump's still there.
We don't.
So who knows?
Don't mean Sharpstown or something. No.
Yeah.
You know, between the Capitol and the Washington Monument and the reflecting pool, and you know where
he might
Martin
put him
Luther
at the
King
White House
was.
on the South Lawn. Who knows? And then the president at 3 o'clock is going to sign executive orders. At 3:30, he's going to welcome home a returned citizen. I'm not familiar with who that is. The president will go at 6:55. To the Trump National Golf Course in Washington, and he is going to some MAGA Incorporated dinner. So that's what he's doing today. Now, he definitely stirred a hornet's nest with several things over the weekend. One was the Catholic thing.
The pictures?
A picture of him as the Pope.
Yeah, that did not go over well.
This is not something that was on Saturday Night Live. Because on Saturday Night Live, they did, mentioned in the monologue where the guy was doing Trump, and he says, I'm Donald Trump, and I'm your president, and maybe going to be the Pope. And then later they had a sketch where they were pretending, as I recall. I didn't really see that part, but I read about it. So this wasn't that. I thought it was.
Have you seen the picture of
no.
AI picture of Trump as the Pope?
And he put it out?
He put it out on Truth Social, and then like the National Catholic Conference says, there's nothing clever or funny about this image. Mr. President, we just buried our beloved Pope Francis, and the Cardinals are about to enter a solemn conclave to elect a new successor to St. Peter. Do not mock us. And
a little over the top.
You don't want to do that timing.
Okay. But again, I thought
read your crowd, President.
Saturday Night Live bit, but they did say the picture. They went to the American Cardinal, who's over there, Cardinal Dolan. What's his first name?
Yeah, Dolan from New York City.
Yeah. Just everybody loves him. Eric met him once. I love him.
I got to kiss the ring.
He actually said, and he's not one to criticize heavily, and he said, there's something that is very unsettling about it, and I'm paraphrasing, and I hope the president didn't have anything to do with it. And I thought, well, it was on Saturday Night Live. Of course he didn't, but it wasn't. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, he put it out on True Social, and just, it was kind of like, ugh. You know, but, I mean, some people, obviously, who aren't Catholic may have thought it was funny, but, you know, there are a lot of Catholics in the world, a couple of billion. They didn't think it was too funny. So he's pretty much found a way to alienate everybody. Like in the Tuscaloosa speech the other day, he was so Auburn. We got a lot of million people in this Alabama that love Auburn. You know, it's kind of like Texas and Texas A&M, similar rivalry.
Or
to be
Oklahoma.
So anti-Auburn on that speech was interesting.
Oklahoma and OSU, Oklahoma State, trust me. Sorry about that later.
Now, the other thing he got, sometimes he just does stuff to make Democrats mad, and it's obvious. But he went to a lot of trouble to put this on Truth Social, too. He wants to reopen Alcatraz and put the people on there because he can't send them out of the country, but he can put them on. He could put them on the Rock that was closed in 1963 as a federal prison and is a tourist attraction now and gets 1.5 million people a year.
That's all you can do is take the ferry over there for the tour. Yeah.
It's a good tour. I've gone over there.
Really?
Disney rented the island for a party, and they put up a movie theater out in the play area where the prisoners used to go play. And we had a buffet, and that's one of my favorite stories. Is we're over because it's the movie of The Rock, and so we're the press. We're over there a little early.
Sean
we're on
Connery.
A red carpet line. And they're going to have a party in The Rock, you know, on Alcatraz. So here comes Sean Connery, who's the star of the movie, Nicolas Cage, all of them. So I yelled from the red, you know, how they keep you apart from the stars with the rope. And I yelled over there, I said, Mr. Connery, with my big old voice. And he looked over there at me. He went, that's the guy that gave me the exploding golf balls. I gave him some exploding golf balls a couple of weeks, months before. Come here, come here. And he had me come over the rope line, put me on the golf cart with him and his wife and Nancy Seltzer, his publicist, and off we go to the top of Alcatraz. And you should have seen the faces on these other reporters. They didn't know exactly what had happened. And so we're walking around in the top. He's giving me the tour of Alcatraz, showing me where they did shoot certain scenes and all of that. And they had turned the top of it where the prisoners were in the one of the floors into where, like, they had the salad bar in one thing and they had the meats in the other and where you were going to have a buffet. And then we eventually get out to the new theater that they built just for this one night, just for this one showing of The Rock. So the PNE press have finally joined us again, and I'm sitting with them out in the audience, sitting one row above where the stars are going to sit, one row behind them. So all of a sudden I feel someone kick me in the back, push me in the back. And it's him. He sat behind me. Connery sat behind me, and he wants me to stomp on the floor like he's doing. I went, oh, God. So I started stomping on the floor. We want the show to start. And out from the back of the place comes Michael Eisner, all the heads of Disney, everybody, they're ready to take somebody's head off. They didn't know what was going on out there. And they looked at me. They didn't look at him. They looked at me. And I just pointed. I pointed behind me and just pointed at him. And they said, oh, and then they scurried about and got the movie started. But Sean Connery, I got him the exploding golf balls.
Did anybody use the line there? Because it'd be so obvious. Gee, I've been to some movies before where I felt like I was being held prisoner, but this is ridiculous. It's Alcatraz.
It just, you know, think Disney is going to have one of their quarterly reports that's coming out today, their stock. That is a crazy company. They would fight you to the death about a taxi reimbursement, but then they'd spend a zillion dollars renting out and building on Alcatraz just for a one-night party, you know, for the media.
Sounds like you used to work for Disney, is that right?
Yeah, this is an interesting. When you're doing stuff for them, I did so many big things with Disney. I did. They would close up Disney World or Disneyland and throw a party. Throw everybody out at 6 o'clock, and then we would come in. And I remember Dolly Parton was in Tomorrowland, and somebody else was in some other land performing, and you know, it'd be a big deal. They know how to throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
Air traffic controllers. There is a shortage that is snarling traffic in Newark. Staffing problems seem to be more serious there than any. They've had dozens of diverted flights, and some people are saying that it's not safe to fly out of Newark. I don't know about that.
Well, you know who made news, and I have the story here. It's one of the air traffic controllers. You think they'll fire this guy. He just came, he went public Friday, I guess.
Oh, and said it was not safe to fly to Newark.
He said, I wouldn't let my family, I wouldn't do it, and you shouldn't do it either. And he's responsible for directing planes into Newark and out.
Mm. Well, he used to anyway, probably.
He used to, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Sean P. Diddy Combs trial, all the talking, all the stuff going on, it actually starts today. Let's see. Mark Carney meets with President Trump on Tuesday. He is the new Prime Minister of Canada. And they say don't expect, you know, any white smoke coming out of the meeting, that it's going to be a tough one. We'll see, because this guy's a hardball guy. We'll see how he does against Trump. We'll see how hard he gets. Today is Cinco de Mayo, and that's not necessarily all celebrated by the people of Mexico. Isn't this a trumped-up, not literally
literally
a cooked-up holiday by somebody?
It's sort of cooked up like St. Patrick's Day. The Americans cooked that up.
Yeah, from everything we hear, it's not even really recognized. In Mexico, it'd be kind of like if we celebrated a big day. It was a landmark day in the American Revolution, you know. We do July 4th, you know, basically. We honor D-Day and things like that, but this, it doesn't hit that. I mean, once they beat the French.
The Battle of Puebla.
The Battle of Puebla. Then the French came back within a year and won it back. Killed them and got it back. But then a little later, Mexico got it back.
Yeah, so, Jimmy, nobody's getting together today for margaritas and talking about the Battle of Puebla. That conversation will not happen today.
It's a drink margarita day. Yeah. That's what everybody says.
Cinco de Drinko.
Cinco de Drinko. The deadline for real ID is Wednesday. And people, if you don't have your real ID, it's a pain in the butt to get it. This is a pain in the butt to get anyway. Do you ever do yours?
Oh, well, yeah. Once you renew your driver's license here. See, it's been in work since COVID.
Yeah.
And no, that's not true. That's not true. COVID delayed it. It's been in the works since 9/11. And even here it is on basically the eve of it, like I said, it's Wednesday, there are still five states that won't be ready and say they're not even going to do it. There's other ways you can fly without it, but you get,
passport. You can take your passport.
Easiest one.
I don't know if there's another one. There's some other recognized, maybe your military ID.
Your military ID works. Yes, it does. You can be if you're a citizen of another country, but here legally, you just show that card. That'll do it. You don't have to have a driver's license with a star or anything. It's eight different reasons. Veterans. Veterans.
See, Mike, I had to carry a water bill, and I had to carry my passport, and I had to carry my birth certificate.
Veterans can show their
Social Security card. I can't remember all the things I had to show.
Discharge, DD, whatever that is. DD, what is that, 23, 20, whatever. Just went blank, but that apparently works if you're a veteran. So there are ways, but not the average person.
Nope, it's going to be an issue.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Shoe.
Now with page two here on Cinco de Mayo, it's Jimmy Carter.
Well, the famed investor Warren Buffett has made a lot of people very wealthy. His company, Berkshire Hathaway, pretty much has given a 20% return on the money since people were able to get in with him. At 94 years old, he will step down by the end of the year, and that's definitely
Let me ask you.
94, he's still working.
Of the thousands that you have interviewed, was he ever one of them?
I met him only, I never talked to him, but I met him at a NASCAR race. He was there with Coach Joe Gibbs, and I met him at the driver's meeting. But it was kind of a surprise to see him there, a driver's meeting there at NASCAR. But I think he was into everything. And that wasn't probably 8 or 10 years ago, so he was in his 80s when he was doing that. Pretty spry guy for 94. Starbase. It has been approved. Hundreds of Texas voters approved the establishment of the Starbase Texas, 1.5 square mile coastal area on the state's southernmost tip, will operate its own municipality pending certification of the election results. So that is, there was some question of what that was going to happen, but it is going to happen. This is always a weird deal with weird stuff going on. The Met Gala is tonight.
Have you ever gone to this, Jimmy?
Why is this thing so
I haven't. And it's just, I don't even know how to explain it to somebody. It's the Costume Institute, Fabrics and Textile Wing of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And they go in with all the craziest looking things you've ever seen, all these big stars. They fight each other to get an invite to the Met Gala. And it will be streamed online on the Vogue, V-O-G-U-E, website. Lamborghini, they have a boat, $5 million, and too many people got on it in Miami over the weekend partying. There was like a good-looking bunch of people on this boat, but it was sinking. And I think they overcrowded it with 30-something people on the boat. And it was near Star Island, and it was going down. And I think it did, ultimately. But they had to get kind of all hands on deck. Everybody come to the boat, rescue these people. And it was all these, you know, beautiful men and women all having cocktails and the boat sinking. It was an interesting video. Mobland. Started watching that, didn't want to watch it, had nothing else to do. Started watching it, didn't like it. And then I stayed with it for some reason. I stayed with it. And then the second episode come on, and I was getting ready to cut it off. I said, well, I'm going to give this. And it really turned out to be really good. Sometimes these streaming shows, you've really got to hold it for the first hour. It takes an hour to, I don't know, get in the groove or something.
Character development.
That way with movies or anything else, but with these streamer shows, you have to be sometimes patient. Mobland is on Paramount Plus, and it was pretty good, and I'm still watching it. Queen Latifah is done with her show, The Equalizer. It has been canceled. Thunderbolt movie was actually a hit, a little bit bigger hit than they thought it was going to be. A- on CinemaScore, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. Last person in the room would be Bob and Ted for Thunderbolts. It's not a romantic comedy.
I'd go see it. Looks interesting.
Fantasy. It looks interesting. Yeah, I could probably say. The big thing in Texas this week, show business-wise, will be in up in Frisco, Texas, where they'll do the Academy of Country Music Awards for the 60th year, and it's, guess what, the home of the Cowboys. And Reba, I believe, is hosting, and it'll be only seen on Prime. Only on Prime.
And it's free, too. You don't have to have Prime. And I don't know how you do that, but they're making it.
I don't know how you do it. You got to at least have the app or go to Prime Video website, and I guess they stream it in the clear, right? I don't know.
I like it because they don't show a lot of commercials. Not that we don't like commercials, but a lot of these artists.
What do you mean by in the clear? No commercials.
Yeah,
I mean you don't have to pay the Prime.
Yeah, you don't have to subscribe to it, and they're going to dangle new. Their commercials will be movies that are coming up on the network, so they don't do a whole lot of commercials. So artists will play two songs in a row, and the scheduling, the timing is a little bit different. So I always like that. They're not up against a timer.
Yeah, it definitely feels different than a regular show, for better or for worse. But Reba's good. She can hang it. She's good at hosting, and they've got pretty much everybody. is going to be there. Blake Shelton's pretty happy today because his song has gone number one. He'll be on the ACMs, his song called Texas. I always liked it. I thought it was a good song, and it turned out to be numero uno.
He can thank Post Malone for resurrecting his career, can he?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because he had really not had a number one on his own and then not really had a number one in a while and was leaving his record label when that one came out. And somebody just needed to give him a shot in the arm again, and they did. I like Blake. Blake, you can't help but like him.
Jimmy, you have a great Cinco de Mayo.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jimmy. Mighty good. I guess that's the Monday broadcast. It's in the annals of the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Thanks to Precision Camera and Video, Crestview RV, and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Catching up on everything here on Monday, and folks likely be talking about at work and other things you just may want to know. Lots to cram in the next couple hours. You can spend all of it with us. We'll stay if you will, right here on Cinco de Mayo.
Woo-hoo.
Cinco de Mayo, and it's Mother's Day week. Don't forget, Mother's Day is Sunday. 8:03 with Eric and Bob.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.